A recent review of SA health insurance policies had found that major insurers are selling expensive products with low cover, costing consumers hundreds of dollars in excess. The analysis released yesterday, conducted by consumer advocacy group Choice, found 22 silver or silver plus policies that provide less cover than the cheapest gold policy in South Australia. Aidan Mollis speaks with Dean Price, a health campaigner at Choice, to ask what these findings mean for consumers.
What we've found from this review is that the health insurance market is really complicated, and some of that complication is allowing some health funds to basically sell you a policy that is providing less coverage than what you could be getting by paying a little bit less. If you've got a Silver Plus policy, you could actually be paying more and getting less coverage than if you've got a Gold policy.
How can consumers be made more aware of coverage differences between insurance packages to avoid potential frauds?
It's a really complicated market, and there's not a lot of transparent information out there. Organisations like ours at Choice, we have a comparison tool that allows you to compare some, and the federal government also has a website that allows you to compare different policies. But it's really important for people to know what they want coverage for and make sure what they either already have or what they're shopping for that will actually provide them the cover that they expect.
So Choice is calling on the state and federal government to launch an inquiry into private health insurance. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
That's right. We're asking for a thorough public review of the private health insurance system because it hasn't really been looked at in detail since the late 90s. But many changes have been made since then, and we need to make sure that those changes that have been made progressively over time actually deliver on the goals of private health insurance. We know that it's not something that is currently really a high priority for the government, and we will continue to push because we think that while there have been changes made recently and there have been some reviews, we don't think a thorough investigation has been undertaken, one that looks at whether health insurance is actually relieving any pressure off the public system. And we will continue to make sure that consumers' interests are actually at heart and make sure that people can access fair health care.
What are the appropriate steps that need to be taken for health insurance to be grmade more efficient?
Earlier this week, the Grattan Institute released a report that looked at how to make health insurance more efficient. And what was found in that report was that there needs to be some serious action on the cost of private hospitals and excessive surgeons' fees. And without looking at that and without some reforms to the actual products that are available and the clarity around that and the information that's available to consumers when they actually go to use their health insurance, then we can only see that the industry will continue in its death spiral. So one of the reasons why we're asking for that thorough review of the system is to make sure that everything is actually in place and to try and stop this death spiral and make sure that if there is an important role for private health insurance, that it is actually delivering on that goal. A lot of the pressure in the private health insurance system and private hospitals is that it's really up to the individual consumer to find out all of the costs of everything that's going to happen whenever they kind of go in for treatment. And we kind of find that a bit weird when there are surgeons who perform these sorts of surgeries every day and work with their anaesthetists and other specialists on a regular basis, but can never really provide, not never, but often don't provide an open, clear, transparent quote for the cost of surgery. And then also the billing can also be quite confusing, where you get different bills from different parts of the medical profession that you've been engaging with. So we think there are some efficiencies that could be made to make it easier on the consumer rather than forcing everything to be forcing all of the effort to be put on the consumer at a time when they're experiencing probably ill health and probably quite stressed by their situation.
Dean Price, health campaigner at Choice, speaking there to The Wire's Aidan Moller.